This week, three Maryland state police troopers filed a class action lawsuit alleging the state's law enforcement agency has a history of discriminatory practices against its employees of color. NPR's Jonathan Franklin has the story.
In a 40-page lawsuit, three Maryland state police troopers say that the state's law enforcement agency has a long-standing pattern of racial discrimination against its black and brown officers. These officers are seeking compensation for loss of income and emotional distress. Two of the officers, Mayton Dunlap and Byron Tribue, are currently employed by the agency, while the third, Annalise Diaz, was fired by the agency in 2019.
We do look forward to litigating this case and making sure that officers of color at the Maryland State Police are treated fairly and holding Maryland State Police responsible for their actions.
That's Michal Shinar, one of the attorneys representing the three officers in the case. She says by bringing forth this case to court, the officers are hoping that the racial discrimination across the agency comes to an end.
The other officers with claims pending at the EEOC, officers of color all around the state of Maryland and the Maryland State Police who are subject to these practices are dedicated to service and put their lives in the line for the state of Maryland. And in exchange, they just want to be treated equally and without discrimination.
In one incident, the troopers alleged that there was a paper training dummy at an agency shooting range that was painted in blackface and had an Afro wig. Another incident alleges that a white officer placed a banana on a black trooper's patrol car, which the officer argues was intended to be a racist reference towards him. The lawsuit went on to point out that employees of color across Maryland State Police were transferred to, quote, less favorable and or more dangerous assignments and shifts, and were often denied overtime opportunities and accompanying pay. And when the officers of color spoke up about discrimination, the lawsuit adds, they oftentimes face retaliation. In a statement to NPR, Maryland State Police tell us that the agency is unable to share information pertaining to the allegations in the lawsuit, which is currently under legal review. Jonathan Franklin, NPR News.